The Lookout Wild Film Festival is a celebration of the outdoors and adventures through the eyes of independent filmmakers. The festival will be held at the Chattanooga Choo Choo, Ross's Landing, and the Crash Pad March 22nd through the 24th. I spoke with the festival director, Andy Johns. This is an inaugural film festival, and the focus of this film festival is the great outdoors and what people do in it. Where did you come up with the idea?
This is an idea that we've kind of been kicking around, some friends and I, for a couple of years now. You know, we've realized that Chattanooga is this great outdoor town and has gotten a lot of notoriety for that in the last several years. All the work that people have laid down to get us to this point. Chattanooga is also a town of a lot of creative folks working on this film initiative that the region is. It's just a good marriage of both of those to do an outdoor adventure film festival to appeal to both crowds and something that we've talked about for a while. But about a year ago, my son was born, and I spent a lot of nights up, odd hours of the day when there's nothing really on TV, and being 3 o'clock in the morning with an infant in your arms, you don't really want to watch Die Hard or, you know, some loud, violent movie. So I got on Netflix and Vimeo and some of the movie sites on the smart TV and started watching some surf films and some conservation documentaries and things along those lines, and realized just kind of what great stuff is out there. The message and the stories that those filmmakers are putting out there is something that I felt like folks here in Chattanooga would really appreciate.
There was a time in the not too distant past where if you thought about outdoors videos, National Geographic was the very top of the line and very few other things followed. Since then, you have the advent of small mobile devices to video everything from your cell phone to little pocket video cameras that you can take anywhere. And that makes filming the outdoors a lot easier.
The size of the camera, the durability of the cameras, the waterproof abilities, capabilities that the camera's got, you can get for $200, $300 a camera that would have cost thousands, if not tens of thousands, just a few years ago. And it's really kind of exploded. You know, the fact that you can film a top-notch documentary with a $200 GoPro, a $500 digital SLR, and a mic to go on top of the SLR, and that's all you need. And you've got the video software. There are open source versions out there that you can get for free, or you can buy one of the nicer video editing softwares. Less than $1,000, you can make some top-notch films. And, you know, with all the stuff that we have right around here, you don't even have to drive very far to capture some pretty amazing footage.
Your film festival didn't just want amazing videos of things going on outdoors. You're also looking for a story.
You know, what we've said all along is that we didn't want a collection of 30-second clips from YouTube with kayakers going over waterfalls with techno music in the background. We wanted stories with real characters that people could identify with, to feel things with what they see and hear on the screen. And I think that's what we've gotten. You know, I was really impressed. We got a few films that were eye candy, like we called them. And we put a few of those through because that's certainly a big part of outdoor adventure filmmaking, and, you know, that fits. But most of what is in the festival is all story-based with definite beginning, middles, and ends. I've been surprised. There's one film in particular, Wampler's Ascent, which is a 77-minute film that we're showing Saturday afternoon at the Choo Choo. All three of our screeners couldn't get through it without crying. It's about a man who climbs El Capitan, kind of the pinnacle of rock climbing, with cerebral palsy. And, you know, his determination to do that, I'd be surprised if there are very many dry eyes in the house on Saturday, because that story there and that power of the storytelling and the emotion that the filmmaker put into it comes through on the screen and, you know, hopefully will have a big impact on folks.
Several of your films are focusing on overcoming challenges, physical challenge or otherwise. How many of those types of films? I mean, did you just get an overwhelming submission of that type of film, or is that the rare film?
We received, I'd say, a few of those. You know, in our film, we've got one that I believe is showing on Friday night, A Leg to Fly On, by a local filmmaker, Lucas Ridley, who tells a story of a local hang glider pilot who lost his leg in a boating accident and is able to overcome that to still pursue the sport that he loves. We've got another story with another hang glider pilot that's helped, not really a human story, I guess it's a human story interwoven with an animal story, but with an eagle that lost his wing, and how the local pilot is able to take the eagle back into the skies through hang gliding. And, you know, I think that those are compelling stories. We've gotten a few more like that. You know, when it comes to mind, those are the three that really stand out kind of in that genre. But it's, you know, certainly something that we wanted to highlight.
Several of the films focus on outdoor adventures like hang gliding, rock climbing, kayaking, and things like that. But you also have a mockumentary in there that just sounds like fun.
Yes, we've got The Majestic Plastic Bag is narrated by Jeremy Irons. You know, he's got that great voice. And I don't want to give away too much, but it's a short, I think it's about 4 minutes. It'll be shown, I believe, Saturday night at Ross's Landing for our outdoor screening. It basically is a nature documentary or an animal documentary without an actual animal being the focus of the story. So I'll just leave it at that.
You have several venues lined up for this. It's not one of these festivals you can just go one place and hang out all the time. You're going to be seeing a lot of Chattanooga following the films in this festival.
That's a big part of a lot of festivals. And when you've got a festival in as great of a location as Chattanooga, why not show off the area? I know that we have folks who have contacted me from Nashville, Birmingham, and Atlanta. And we certainly want this to be a regional festival as we go forward this first year. You know, we'll probably have a lot more locals, but we certainly want to build it into more of a regional destination because those folks coming in, that helps the local economy, and they stay in hotels and eat at local restaurants. The main venue will be at the Chattanooga Choo Choo Centennial Theater, which, of course, all the history associated with the Chattanooga Choo Choos.
But you also have outdoor venues for outdoor adventure films.
Right, and that's just a, you know, a very logical step for this. If you've got films about kayaking and films about cycling and all that, why wouldn't you show the films in a place where people can literally kayak to the film or, you know, ride their bike to the film? And Outdoor Chattanooga is working with us to get some bike racks set up. We're partnering with the Chattanooga Bike Transit folks to help get some bike share passes for our filmmakers. The venue Saturday night will be at Ross's Landing, which will be right at the end of the Chattanooga Challenge Adventure Race that Get Out Magazine is putting on. We're partnering with them, and that's a big part of why we chose this weekend, is they'll have all the adventure runners with that race, and then we'll have the party down there. They're having live bands and all that, and then 9 to 11, we're showing films. And I think it's a lot of the same audience that will be involved in the race, but then also want to see some of these adventure films in the evening. You know, it's just a great partnership, and to be able to show off Ross's Landing and the bridges and the aquarium and all that to folks from out of town. If you're going to pick two venues to show off for Chattanooga, you could do a lot worse than the Choo Choo and Ross's Landing.
In order to see all the films in the festival, you'll have to go between 3 days and two venues.
If people miss out on Friday or Saturday and just want to see kind of the best of, Sunday will be our winner's block, where we're going to give the awards to the winning films, and then we'll show them again. So the winning films will be shown a second time on that block from 1 to 4 Sunday afternoon. So if folks are traveling or, you know, have errands to run Saturday and, you know, can't get a babysitter Friday night or whatever the reality is, that 1 to 4 block Sunday afternoon will be kind of the best of, a greatest hits block for us to show all of our winners again.
Independent film takes resources, time, and money for the people actually doing the filming. You're going to be developing a grant that might help that along?
That's right. In addition to exposure for the filmmakers and, you know, hopefully sharing their story and getting their name and work out there, we also plan to have a door prize drawing. We've got some great prizes from Pigeon Mountain Industries. They've given us some rope and some belaying gloves. We've got mountain bike tires. We've got scuba lessons from Leisure Time Dive and Ski. Lots of fun outdoor adventure type stuff. McKay has donated some book credit for us. As the festival goes forward, we'll be drawing names and tickets from the folks at the festival. The money that we make off the additional ticket sales for that will go towards a wild filmmaking grant for a filmmaking project in the Southeast.
Here's an excerpt from the film, Why We Climb.
You have to have some failure to have progression, you know? Without failure, there is no progression, because what's there to progress in if you can already do it all? Believing yourself is an enormous part of rock climbing, because if you don't believe in yourself, then you're never going to get it in you to go up and try. If you just set your mind on it, you can achieve it. Climbing is a huge part of that.
The Lookout Wild Film Festival is March 22nd through the 24th. Find out more online at lookoutfilmfestival.org. for WUTC's Around and About. This is Rabbit.